fact, God loves you, and he keeps his promises. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. The cultural lie that's common today is this: love is a changing feeling. But that's false. The truth is that real love, God's love, is an unchanging fact. This is really on my mind because on June 7th, my husband and I celebrated our anniversary. As I posted on our wedding day, I maintain that it is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's from Psalm 118:24. Jim and I are so thankful and so blessed. I thank God for giving me a husband who loves the Lord and loves me well. We are not perfect, but we know God's perfect love, and he has blessed us with such a happy marriage as we enjoy him together. Real love and a happy marriage originate from God himself. It's impossible without him, but with him, it's possible. And it's not about whether you're married or unmarried. Marital status does not indicate heart happiness. It's about knowing God's love in the deepest way. It's about knowing Jesus and relying on him instead of our feelings and whims. 1 Corinthians 13 sets the record straight about what true love really means. Quote, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends." The Amplified Version puts it this way, quote, "Love endures with patience and serenity. Love is kind and thoughtful and is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag and is not proud or arrogant. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not provoked, nor overly sensitive and easily angered. It does not take into account a wrong endured. It does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with the truth when right and truth prevail. Love bears all things regardless of what comes, believes all things, looking for the best in each one, hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times, endures all things without weakening. Love never fails. It never fades nor ends. Today, whether you're married or single, the time is now for you to experience God's love in the deepest way. Pour your heart out to Jesus, and he'll pour his love into your heart. Romans 5:5 says, "Such hope in God's promises never disappoints us, because God's love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for loving us so much and proving that love on the cross. We confess our sins. We ask you to please cleanse us and fill us and save us, forgive us. We repent. We turn from our sin. We are so sorry for listening to the world instead of your word about love. Help us instead to just be your vessels of love, that you would help us to love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength, and love others as ourselves. We know this is impossible in our own strength. We need your help. We need you to do it through us. And we just thank you so much, Jesus, for being with us and in us who know you. And Lord, we also pray for your best for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. We pray especially for those who need healing and those who are grieving. Lord, please touch them. Touch them as only you can. We ask for your help in every way. And we bless your name and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Extend God's love to someone who is, by the world's standards, unlovable. Do something that you normally wouldn't do by listening to the Lord and asking him to lead you to do something just for him, out of love for him and love for others. But love with action this week. You can send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Have a blessed week, my friends, and enjoy church. And most of all, enjoy Jesus every single day, not just Sunday.